Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, and with me is my wife, Pamela Reinga. And Pam and I together are going to talk about overcoming fear. So, fear. There you go.
Yeah, fear is created out of irresistible, self-evident realities.
My heart falters. Fear makes me tremble. The twilight I long for has become a horror for me. This is one of those topics where it applies to everybody.
Yes.
At every age. It seems like fear rears its head even when very young.
Right.
And so you teach a prayer to your children. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. You know, that was a prayer.
Guard me through the night.
You
keep
me safe
till
morning
light.
So when we were young,
variations
those were,
of that.
You know, we taught our children to pray like that. And we were taught to pray that because there was something deep-seated even at a very young age, like fear.
Right.
And at every age, I mean, you grow up, you go to high school, and then there's different kinds of fears. You don't think about death anymore because you're now indestructible, it seems like. Teenager is indestructible. But then all of a sudden new fears happen, such as fear of other people.
Right.
Fear of failure.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get into maybe get married or get older, and then there are new sets of fears kick in. What were some of your fears in your 20s and 30s?
Well, we had children.
Yeah, so
you
then
know,
you have a baby.
Keeping them safe
and
raising them right. And
It's like, and it's that first time that baby like slept through the night, you thought they maybe
didn't make it. Yeah, go running in. I'm like, I'm still breathing.
Yeah. Well, okay, so then.
Those kind of things.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Then we get into your 40s and 50s, and then there's new things. Your parents are getting older.
Right.
And, you know, and all of a sudden you start realizing as you get, now we're into getting into our sixth decade.
Right,
just turned 60.
Parents are getting older. We were getting older.
Yeah, so we've lost.
And
taking this fear, you know, we've lost three of our parents. One is still with us.
Yeah.
But even ourselves, I mean, we know that, you know, things ache more than they
used
to.
Time keeps going forward.
Right. And so just personally we have these fears. And we don't know what the fears of the 70s or 80s are at yet, but I mean, we'll have fears that will plug us because we're humans.
Right.
And maybe there's another segment of fears, and that's like the fear of the environment. Like there's fear of sickness, and there's, of course, death. We know as believers there's also...
Right,
fear. Spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
You know, we never get away from, in some ways, the fear of others, and many people have experienced that.
Right.
There's fear of failure. There's fear of lack of provision. There's just bad news.
Right.
And getting through a year and a half or two at the taping of this, of the pandemic,
right,
the COVID.
There was a lot of fear. There was a lot of fear planted
in
all of our hearts and minds.
Right. And, well, justified because many
because
people
there
know
illness. People dying.
Yes,
we never experienced anything like that.
Right.
So, fear of the unknown.
Right. There's so much fear.
Sure.
And yet, we believe that though we are broken people and fear is in our mind because we, you know, experience it, and we know that it affects all of us. And if you're an active Christian or you're in ministry or you have yourself fears, you know the truth of this.
Right.
That, and the question is, how do we overcome fears? And that's really what this mini course is going to get into, is how to overcome fears.
And it's seeing through the eyes of faith in a life-changing and altering Savior will make the difference.
1 John 5, verse 4 and 5. This is the victory. That in the Greek word there is the nike, and I'll stop right there. It's the conquest, but it's not just the end conquest. It's the means of success. It's the It's the way in which...
The way to victory.
The way to victory.
The way of victory.
The march of victory.
Yeah, the way of victory.
The Nike. This is the victory.
Yeah. That overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
Okay. So what's interesting there is this concept that it's God, you know, in Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
God is our help. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you.
Or Isaiah 43:1. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. So the human condition, the fallen human condition after Adam and Eve was a brokenness that has affected all of us and created fear.
Yes.
In the Garden of Eden, there was enmity. So our dog is barking.
Yes.
Our fear right now is really stop barking. So the enmity where there is fear created even in relationships. Fear of failure. There was a huge failure, Adam and Eve falling in the Garden of Eden. That was a huge failure.
Right.
It just seems like we can't shake that failure off.
Right.
And then God comes and says, I will restore you. And the Bible narrative is about overcoming the fear, the sin, the brokenness, and having the Lord, and the Lord being with us in everything we do.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose we should mention, not only are we going to talk about how God is our refuge throughout this whole mini-course, but we should also probably mention that people have different ways they deal with fears without God.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Well, they trusting in a collection of idols, as it talks about in Isaiah 57:13. When you cry out for help, let your collection of idols save you. The wind will carry all of them off. A mere breath will blow them away. But the man who makes me his refuge will inherit the land and possess my holy mountain.
So many people believe victory, the means of success over fear, are a lot of other things.
Right, whether it's money or power or, you know, having, things.
Technology.
Yeah, technology.
Medical means will save
medical
us.
Medical stuff,
And there are some even real futuristic things, like our planet will all burn and we will get on airships and go to another place, you know.
Okay,
so it's
like,
there's a lot of talk right now about sort of how do we overcome the big problems.
Right.
The big problems of sickness, the big problems of death, the big problems of pain and suffering and... and then in the counseling profession, how do we cope with rejection or failure?
Right.
And then there is much about depression. And yes, there's clinical depression, and we're not saying that people don't struggle, but deep down, there are ways that are trying to deal with a fear that really is.
Right.
The fear of being disconnected to the victor, God.
Right.
So a lot of people, and actually this is an amazing time to be a minister, to be a pastor, to be an active Christian.
Yeah.
Because people are fearing.
And they're afraid, yeah.
They're afraid.
There's a lot of fear out there, yeah.
And one thing they have not walked in is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And they haven't really even said a simple prayer like, Lord, come into my life. Or open the Word of God and actually see the difference that occurs.
Yeah.
In some ways, the victory relationship over a lot of these pseudo or idol forms of overcoming fear, the relationship with God is huge in all of this because... of our sinful propensity to overcome problems without the Lord.
Right. As Proverbs 21, verse 31 says, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but victory rests with the Lord.
Let's talk real transparently and honestly. Even after you and I are a Christian, we do have a sinful propensity to fear. Isn't that true? I mean, to actually, you know, and sometimes it's even embarrassing because we know who our help is. And then, you know, a jolt of sickness comes, the pandemic.
Right.
And sometimes I wonder, too, if the church's response to the pandemic was often more afraid, canceling worship services. I mean, you know, and again, there's two sides to the argument.
Right,
I understand
that.
And we're not trying to argue what was it correct to or not to do it and all that. But one thing is if Christians exhibit that they let go of God, their helper, and that's their message. That's
right. Well, in fearing,
not good.
Fearing is in itself is not wrong. It would be natural to have felt fear when we heard about some of the pandemic stuff,
yes.
Or if we're facing a terminal or critical illness.
How could you not fear?
I mean, I think it's a normal response.
Yes.
What's being talked about is that when we
the
trust
means
in
of
Jesus,
victory.
Then
yes,
He
the means
helps
of
us
victory.
Overcome those fears. In a healthy way that in Him.
So actually, the overcoming,
yeah.
The means of victory, is usually not a one-time, and therefore, I am done with fear.
Yeah.
It's usually, it is usually a walk with the Lord.
Right.
But then at every age, new fears are introduced, and then the discipleship in the means of victory affects.
It's what we do with the fear, right?
Right.
If we let it becomes like a, you know,
right.
And motivates and drives us, then but when we give those fears to the Lord and ask Him to help us face those things, then it makes all the difference.
You know, sometimes I've asked myself, oh, Lord, just take away the fear. I mean, in every age group, you know, why do I need to depend on you in this age group or in this situation?
Yeah. Well,
you
that's
know,
a good point. Yeah,
you know,
that
if
the fear
away,
makes us
you know,
remember
it's
help
almost,
is.
Yeah, it's almost like when you know you feel pain and you feel the hurt, and then you avoid that because you go like, you know, so what's the means of getting away from pain is getting out of pain's way the best you can. So, you know, if someone's going to hit you, don't avoid being hit. So we have a natural inclination given by God to stay away from pain.
Right.
And then, you know, and it's, I wonder too, if fear, God, I believe God allows, I don't wonder, God allows fear to remain for helpful and beneficial
right.
purposes.
Right, it can be, yeah, because, yeah.
I mean, even I know that I am mortal, and it, the fear of, you know, the fear of the unknown, you know, I, by faith, know heaven is in my future, but the fear of the unknown death, you know, that I'm mortal, but it motivates
right.
me to share the gospel.
Right.
Because I know I have victory.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine people who live their life with believing in these idols to save them,
right.
but they have this dread inside of them, this fear that, you know, when I die, that's it. Or, and some people know that spiritual warfare, when they die, they know they're not connected to God.
Right.
And so now,
yeah.
you know, it motivates me to really.
Well, and, yeah, that is definitely a, yeah.
So this class, this mini course, is going to dive into some of these issues. And we're saying, you know, I just want to conclude five things here. A, it is normal to have fear.
Yes.
And you are not sinful if you feel afraid.
Right.
And secondly, we tend to try to save ourselves or to try to figure out ways to overcome that. And that's that sinful
right.
tendency that
that's
we have.
That's when we're trying to rely on ourselves or our things to
right.
protect or save us.
Right. And then we forget that the Lord is our helper. you know, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory rests with the Lord.
Right.
You know, how many times have we prayed and we'll go into a little head case fear thing because it's normal to do, and then all of a sudden we'll remember, let us pray right now.
Right. We need to pray about this, give it to God.
It's normal to fear. It's also normal to try to fix it yourself.
Right.
Or to overcome it. Third is that people in the world, we all have this in common.
Right.
So we know this is a common base to share the Lord.
Right.
So we can share with people the victory that overcomes the world.
Yeah.
You know, number four, while it is a once for all salvation, it is a means of victory. In other words, it is a lifetime journey to overcome fear. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And number five, Jesus Christ makes all the difference. A relationship with Jesus Christ makes all the difference. So, in this class, we're going to talk about some of those things. And we're going to talk about it in a transparent way that we know that Jesus Christ for ourselves is the total victory.
Mm-hmm.
So, stay tuned and welcome to a class called Victory Over Fear.